Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, the Online Safety and Media Regulation Bill is currently undergoing pre-legislative scrutiny and will be addressed by the Oireachtas this coming autumn. The Children's Rights Alliance recently called for the appointment of a well-resourced online safety commissioner who has the power to take on and resolve individual complaints for children and young people. Well, that call is now being echoed by Senator Malcolm Byrne, who is a member of the Oireachtas committee examining this bill, and he joins us now. Malcolm, thank you very much for coming into us this evening. So the committee, I know, has heard from a wide range of stakeholders, including technology companies. And I wonder, what sort of case are they making for themselves on this?
Good evening, Sarah. Well, the Online Safety and Media Regulation Bill is going to be a very important piece of legislation that will regulate the entire media landscape, including RTE. But for the first time, we are going to be looking at regulating the tech companies. And up until now, we've had a situation whereby social media companies effectively self-regulated. So if you sign up to Facebook or Twitter or TikTok, they have community standards in place. They determine what those community standards are in place. And people who know if they have a complaint about something on these platforms, they have to show that they believe that what has been posted is against these community standards. What we now want to see in the legislation is an online safety commissioner. The model we'd like to follow is that of the e-safety commissioner in Australia. She appeared before our committee, but that office has been in place for 6 years. And it is very effective, not just at addressing complaints that individuals will have, but changing some of the online culture that we've seen. Social media is very good in many ways. It allows us to connect with our friends, to inform people about what's going on, to fundraise. But there is a dark side to it, and that dark side has consequences. And as legislators, it's our responsibility to address those.
Sure, of course. And this debate has been going on for years and years and years now. So if we take a look at the idea then of an independent office of an online safety commissioner or officer, what would they do and what powers would they have?
So they would have a number of powers. So in the first instance, there would have to be criteria as to when a complaint would be made. So you would normally, if you have a complaint about something that's posted online, that you would raise it with the company. So you'd raise it with Facebook or Twitter. And this is certainly not about inhibiting free speech. You know, there can be many awful things said and, you know, things that you strongly disagree with. This is where we talk about stuff that is deliberately causing harm, anonymous trolling, stuff that is that we know has the potential to cause serious damage.
And who
damage.
Would decide what causes serious damage?
So this will be outlined within the legislation. So obviously areas that, you know, reach a criminal threshold. So where we're talking about bullying, harassment. But I think equally we need to start to look at debate around issues around hate crime, and there is hate crime legislation that is planned. So as I said, this is not about trying to inhibit free speech in any way. This is about ensuring that people's lives in many cases are protected.
Okay, but this will be outlined in the legislation. No doubt there'll be lots of debate about what is bullying and what is free speech, for example.
Absolutely, but we have that, you know, in many ways anyway. Part of the role of the office, though, is not just around, I suppose, you know, going after and forcing the takedown of material that is defamatory or damaging. It's also about trying to change the culture. To change the culture, in some cases, of the social media platforms, but also, I think, more generally, because clearly there are elements, you know, of social media that have become quite toxic. And we've got to get people to start to think that when they post stuff on social media, that that does have consequences.
Okay, so is there a plan at the moment to have an online safety commissioner office in the legislation?
Well, it's not clear within the legislation. This is one of the difficulties. So with some of the heads of the bill, while there's consideration given to this area, we don't believe it's strong enough. The Fianna Fáil members of the committee have written to Minister Martin. We wrote a number of months ago to say that we believe that this office should be established and on a non-statutory basis so that it can get up and running. I think there will certainly be difficulties if the minister does try to bring forward legislation that does not look at addressing the area of online harm.
So what do you mean there'll be difficulties? Will Fianna Fáil senators not vote for it?
Well, I can't obviously speak for everyone, but I certainly know that, and I think you will see when our committee reports, without preempting obviously the finding, but that we will be strongly recommending that there will be an online safety commissioner with an individual complaints
mechanism. And if there isn't?
And if there isn't, well, I have to say from my own perspective, I will certainly have difficulty with the legislation and I will be looking to have it amended. Our first obligation as legislators is to protect the safety of our citizens and people who are resident here, and that includes on the online space.
You mentioned the idea of it being non-statutory now. I know the Children's Rights Alliance said a few weeks ago it wasn't good enough that the government was thinking about putting an online safety commissioner in place that would have no teeth to help individual children and young people who are up against big tech companies. Would it being non-statutory mean that it wouldn't have resources, it wouldn't have powers?
Well, the reason we were suggesting a non-statutory appointment was pending the creation of the office as part of legislation.
Okay.
I mean, ideally we want it as part of the law, but there's no point in making the appointment if the office is not strong enough. This office needs to have real powers that it can take action against social media companies in certain instances, that where we're dealing with anonymous trolling and bullying, that it is able to take a strong action. We've seen what's happened in Australia. We know that it can work there, and I think that Ireland could be a leader in this space.
All right, before we let you go, Malcolm, I know that you have spoken out about the appointment of Catherine Zappone, which she has now turned down to the special envoy role. You said there was a lot of annoyance in Fianna Fáil about how it happened. What do you think of the developments this afternoon?
I think there was a certain degree of inevitability to it as the controversy rumbled on. And I think there were, you know, from very early on, a lot of us were looking for clarity as to exactly, you know, what had happened. How was this post created? I would have certainly preferred that there was a lot more openness and transparency around the creation of the post. There was obviously Philip Ryan's scoop in the Indo today around, you know, the event in the Marion Hotel. It's not a good look. I can say, and I know from talking to a lot of my Fianna Fáil colleagues, we were very angry and annoyed at this at a time when you think moving into August, you know, the vaccination program is going well. We're looking at big investment in housing and infrastructure and education. And then suddenly this story emerges on the scene. So from within the party, there was a lot of annoyance. I think Catherine Zappone has made the correct decision. I do think, though, that there are a number of other answers that we need. We need to know a bit more detail about this event in the Marion Hotel, exactly what was happening there. I think it's unfair. Like others have been asking questions, for instance, as to why arts venues and theatres can't reopen at the moment. We know about the issue with regard to church services, communions and confirmations. And I think it's only fair that people know, you know, what was the nature of this particular event.
And of course, the Marion Hotel has said that as far as they can see from the guidelines, they were entirely in compliance
and
with the guidelines.
That may very well be the case, but I think it's important that we know that. I think it's also important that we do get clarity around this post, the position of the envoy, how it came about, who suggested it, and if the position is going to be offered at some stage, we've got to ensure that in all these processes that it's open and transparent.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Fianna Fáil Senator Malcolm Byrne, and again, we will be getting more reaction to that story in relation to Catherine Zappone later in the programme.